Thank you. Good morning, delegates. Allow me to introduce myself to you again, Karen Hulebach, the chair of the commission. The vice chairs and I are committed to starting our meetings on time. And so we would just like to tell you we would very much like to start this meeting on time. But some of the opening speakers are not here yet. Just wanted to establish that fact so that we can all ensure credit where credit is due. We will wait a few minutes for the opening speakers so we can have the official greetings. And yes, here they are. Good morning again. We are ready to begin this meeting with greetings from the Assistant Directors General of the organizations within which the Codex works, the World Health Organization, which is hosting this meeting, and the Food and Agriculture Organization. So, greetings to all of you, Dr. Fukuda, Dr. Traore, Mr. Boutrieff. And we will first hear welcoming remarks from Dr. Fukuda of WHO.
Thank you, Chair. First, on behalf of the Director General and WHO, I want to warmly welcome everybody to Geneva and to WHO. We're very happy to have you here. And I want to, again, acknowledge and welcome everybody to the opening of the 64th session of the Codex. And FAO have been working together on international scientific advice on all matters related to the safety of food, including through this work of the Codex Alimentarius Commission, and especially on food safety standards. Both organizations have worked to promote an integrated approach to food safety by strengthening links and intersectoral cooperation across the continuum that is now called from farm to table, focusing always on the health of consumers. In recent years, we have been facing new challenges, and these include things such as globalization, greater complication of the food trade, and these complications have been further compounded by developments in other areas, and these include things such as the climate change and the global financial crisis, all of which we are dealing with together. Under these circumstances, it is very encouraging to us to note that a new resolution on advancing food safety initiatives was adopted unanimously at the 63rd World Health Assembly held this May. And this was with very strong support from the member states, as well as from FAO and OIE and other international partners. Now, a number of important points for action were raised in the resolution, including a request to WHO to continue to provide technical assistance and tools for making scientific estimates of foodborne risks and for estimating the burden of disease from foodborne risks. The member states in passing this resolution also noted the continuing need for updated and comprehensive internationally agreed upon food standards. In this context, the resolution both acknowledged the importance and achievements of the Codex system in harmonizing such standards, and requested WHO to further enhance its support of the joint expert bodies of FAO and WHO, including the work of the Codex Alimentarius Commission. Finally, the resolution encouraged the participation of developing countries in the Codex standard-setting mechanisms. The Codex Trust Fund, which was launched in 2003 to enhance participation from developing countries and to support their effective involvement in Codex activities, just past the halfway mark of its original 12-year projection. In the coming weeks, the outcome of the midterm evaluation will be considered, and the advice from the executive committee would be appreciated to refine the project for its second 6-year period. And so without much ado again, Chairman, I would like to thank you for hosting the meeting here and welcome everybody again, and look forward to a very productive meeting. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Dr. Fukuda. And now I will turn the floor to our leader in FAO, Dr. Traoré. Sir.
Merci, Madame la Présidente.
Thank you, Madam Chairperson. Madam Chairperson, Mr. Vice Chair, distinguished coordinators and members of the Executive Committee, I would like to start by thanking Dr. Keiji Fukuda for his words of welcome and for the very warm hospitality that has been provided to us upon our arrival at WHO. Following last year's meeting and the independent review, we embarked upon a serious effort to make the organization much more efficient. I think that you are all aware that within our mandate, the three general objectives that were set and given to the organization, that is to say, food and nutritional safety at the global level, the struggle against poverty, and the more rational and sustainable use of health have been developed in 11 strategic objectives. And the strategic objective D is entitled Improvement of the Quality and Safety of Foods at All Levels of the Food Chain. And this one represents one of the most important objectives. This objective refers to all the activities of the FAO as regards food safety, including our activities within CODA. Just 2 weeks back, the FAO Committee on Agriculture, that is the committee where all questions concerning programs and priorities are discussed with every 2 years in the FAO, and this committee in its 22nd session dedicated a new and renewed support to the strategic objective D. Member states were unanimous in their support to this specific objective and the priority they would grant to CODEX and to all activities related to CODEX. They emphasized in particular the importance of the scientific advice provided by FAO and WHO, as well as the program for developing capacities in developing countries to ensure better participation in the work of CODEX and to also put these up to standard at the national level. CODEX actively, the Secretariat of CODEX actively participated in the setting up of the project, which is based on management-based system, ensuring a more stable financial support, and we'll be able to provide true support to the joint program, FAO-WHO. Now, CODEX Secretariat has already taken an important step in this direction, thanks to the budget planning for biennium 2010-2011. I would not like to take up too much of your time, Madam Chair, but I would like to mention that we note with interest and satisfaction that your committee has taken very seriously its role, consisting in closely watching the process of development of standards and in giving advice to the Commission and to all relevant committees. A critical review is now a process which has been well integrated within CODEX work, and all committees have understood very well how it works. This work will represent an important part of your deliberations for this week. You will also be looking at a study of the Secretariat on the speed of the process of standardization within CODEX. Last year, We had already mentioned together the need to avoid extending deadlines in developing these standards so as to be able to really respond to criticism that we've heard time and again as to the way our Commission works. Studies undertaken by the Secretariat have clearly demonstrated that, first of all, the development of standards can indeed be improved. A lot of standards are, however, adopted within a 1 to 3 year period, such as the one, for example, of the new maximum limit of melamine, which was elaborated in 1 year alone. However, there are some cases that give rise to more difficulties and which do take much too much time due to lack of consensus. I am convinced that the measures that will be implemented and have been implemented in the course of the past few years, such as the critical review and the principles for risk analysis set up in the various commissions and the work of the committee have created some progress. For example, also the question of suspending certain works where consensus was not easy to achieve, even following many years of discussions. These tasks fall under your mandate, and they are crucial for Codex in general. I believe that in order to ensure greater transparency, it would be useful for the Secretariat to dedicate part of its website on the state of advancement of the work. In the course of the last 6 years, the Trust Fund has made it possible to help hundreds of delegates from developing countries to take part in Codex meetings. Together with the FAO and WHO, the fund also organized training courses to ensure more effective participation of countries, of developing countries. The success of the Trust Fund is very clear, and I'd like to thank the donor countries who contributed generously towards feeding this fund. I would also like to thank our colleagues from WHO for the tremendous work they have done here. We are now in the mid-path, and you are about to examine an evaluation report of the Trust Fund. This report is of crucial importance for decisions which will be taken on future trends and guidelines for the Trust Fund in order to improve its impact and prepare the next phase. I would therefore encourage you and urge you to examine the proposals that have been submitted and to look at these in the light of the conclusions and the recommendations that have been prepared under another report ordered by our services on the options available to improve participation of developing countries in the functioning of Codex. And in this context, it should be recalled, one should remember the responsibility that is incumbent upon countries themselves in setting up mechanisms and instruments that are indispensable for creating greater awareness of the development of activities related to Codex at national level. The participation to Codex activities starts with the implementation and setting up of national Codex committees that are operational and that include all players involved, including non-governmental organizations and private sector. Without an appropriate information, the decision, political decision makers at all levels and the players who are involved in setting up standards for food safety, without these, it is impossible to obtain the necessary political will and the political support in your work, and therefore to develop national coordinated policies to contribute to discussions at the global and regional level. FAO and WHO are by your, at your side in order to help you in carrying out this work and support you in your efforts. To conclude, Madam Chair, let me once again reiterate the ongoing commitment of FAO in supporting Codex together with our partners of WHO. Together, we will help the Commission to meet its objective, that is to say, first and foremost, to protect consumers by ensuring better nutrition, better food, and safer food for all, following the loyal practices in international trade regarding food. Thank you very much, Madam Chair.
Thank you very much, Dr. Traoré. Are there any further comments from WHO or FAO? No? Well, on behalf of this committee, I think we thank you very much for the thoughtful remarks you've shared with us and for the continuing support you demonstrate to the work of this committee as it serves as advisors to the Commission and to the difficult work of the Commission. The world becomes an ever more complicated place. Food becomes an ever more important commodity, and especially in these times of financial insecurity. And the work of Codex becomes, therefore, more and more central to ensuring security, food security, and the security of peoples around the world. And Codex needs to stand up to its responsibilities to assist the world in those increasingly difficult questions. We need your support, and we thank you for your commitment to continue to give it. Thank you, sirs. And we will free you to leave now, if you wish. I know you have further meetings to go to, but you are, of course, welcome to stay. We will take a short break to reorganize the head table, and then we will begin the work of our meeting proper. Thank you very much. Good morning again, delegates. Let's now start the official work of our session. So I call the session to order with the ceremonial tap. And we will begin with some announcements from the Codex Secretary. Secretary, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Good morning to everybody. We are very pleased to meet all of you again in Geneva here in WHO. And we would just like to give the timetable. So today we started at 9:30. The three-hour session will be until 12:30. And there will be a coffee break at 11, very short, for 15 minutes. And in the afternoon, it's from 2:30 until 5:30. And there will be the same working hours tomorrow on Wednesday, 9:30 to 12:30. And 2:30 to 5:30. Then on Thursday morning, there will be a session from 9:30 to 12:30, and there will be no session on Thursday afternoon because we are preparing, finalizing the report. The adoption of the report will be on Friday at 2 o'clock. It will be available one hour before at 1 p.m., and the adoption will be from 2 to 5. So that will be for the timetable, and that's all. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. The first order of business is then item number one, adoption of the agenda. Are there any comments or changes to the agenda that any member wishes to suggest for consideration? Member for North America, please.
Thank you, Chair. The United States has prepared a document on machine translations as an extension of a discussion that we had at the Commission meeting a year ago. We would like to have that discussed, I believe, under agenda item 9, other business and future work. when that comes up. Thank you.
Thank you, Member for North America. Can the committee agree to taking up discussion of the possibilities offered by machine translation as a way to help improve the speed of translation of documents during other business and future work? I see no objection. We will do that. Are there any other comments from members? Member for Europe, please.
No. Okay, thank you, Madam Chair. Under AOB, would it be possible to get a progress report on the Chair's retreat after the CCGP, I think it was? I think we discussed last time that this was a very valuable exercise, so it would be useful, I think, for the Executive just to hear how that went. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Member for Europe, indeed, the retreat, I can report, was very well attended. Almost double the number of chairs attended the first retreat. We had extremely good and productive discussions, and indeed out of those discussions came four recommendations for work that could be taken up by Codex. Three of these do not really require action by the executive committee or the commission. One of them involves the recommendation by the chairs to the secretariat that the secretariat make available on the Codex website new software that facilitate electronic working groups. There have been a couple of examples over the last year of electronic working groups working very well, efficiently, in a transparent and inclusive way, and the Secretariat has agreed to do this. We discussed the possibility of further considering how the skills of negotiation can be best used by delegations among themselves in reaching agreement on Codex texts, and how the skills of mediation can be better employed by chairs in helping delegations come to agreement among themselves. And towards that end, we got support from FAO and I'm sure from WHO, ultimately, to have prepared a manual written specifically for Codex with helpful hints for how to negotiate for delegations and helpful directions and guidance for chairs in how to mediate. This manual would be prepared by a contractor, would be done as FAO and WHO do many times to provide text to help Codex. All they need is financial support. So we can talk about that later. We talked about the need for chairs to understand that there is an option available to them that is not used widely enough now. Again, nothing needs to be done to allow this to happen, just that the Secretariat Food Standards Officers make sure their chairs understand that the mechanism known as Friends of the Chair is available to all chairs of Codex committees. It's widely used in FAO. It's widely used in IPBC and other organizations, and it involves a chair when a committee sees that when a chair sees that a committee is facing a deadlock. The chair can identify individuals from parties involved in the disagreement to work with each other and try to find a solution to the deadlock, try to find a consensus solution for presentation to the committee as a whole. That is a technique that perhaps could be included by the Secretariat in the manual of advice to chairs, of skills for chairs. The fourth conclusion that came out of this very rich discussion of the chair's retreat was that observation by the chairs that it's time now to think about possible alternatives to the rules in the procedural manual governing the conduct of physical working groups. As you all know, the procedural manual essentially requires physical working groups to work exactly as committees work. This results in, because we wish to have transparency and inclusiveness and all countries participating, but when those rules are written just as they are for committees, this results in physical working groups that are often very large, 50 and 60 people or more. And we all recognize also that, in addition to the fact that a 60-person group is not a very good group to develop, it's too large to develop a written document easily, that oftentimes the goal of the working group, that is transparency and inclusiveness, participation of all regions, especially developing countries, that goal is not met because countries find it too expensive to travel to too many working groups. So the recommendation from the chair's retreat to the executive committee, and I would like to put this on the agenda if you can agree for discussion under other business and future work, would be that the executive committee consider recommending to the commission that the commission ask the Committee on General Principles to consider options for additional approaches to the conduct of physical working groups. We can talk more about that, if you agree, when we come to other business and future work. But it would be to develop additional options, additional tools available to committees as they conduct physical working groups, with the goal of helping working groups work better and actually improving the participation of developing countries. So there is my brief report and my request to you that discussion of this recommendation of consideration of physical working groups be discussed under other business and future work. Can I see agreement from the committee? I do. Thank you very much. So we will add that topic to other business and future work. Thank you very much. Are there any other suggestions from the floor for addition or changes to the agenda? I see no flags. Thank you very much. The agenda is adopted. Let's move immediately then to agenda item 2, which is critical review of codex standards and texts to be submitted to the Commission for adoption, and those texts suggested as new standards and work to be discontinued. This item is the key piece of work, the jewel in the crown of our work this week. It is in this item that we provide advice to the Commission regarding the documents that they will consider for final adoption, and that we also give a careful look at new work being proposed for the Commission. As Mr. Traore said, it is very important for us to think at the beginning about whether new work we take up fits our mandate, really is important, advances the goals of the Commission. And so that work is very important. We will start with the consideration of standards to be submitted to the Commission for adoption. And I turn your attention to agenda item 2A, which lists at the beginning of that item the criteria by which we evaluate these standards. So please review these. I will read them to you. We must restrict our evaluation to these criteria. We don't comment on technical matters and so forth. We look to see that all items submitted for adoption are consistent with the mandate of Codex, the decisions of the Commission, and existing Codex texts. Second, we examine these items to ensure that the requirements of the endorsement procedures have been fulfilled where they are appropriate. We look that the format and the presentation of the documents are as they should be, and to the extent we can do this, we try to ensure linguistic consistency or consistency of terminology in texts being submitted for adoption with Codex language. So those are the boundaries within which we conduct our review. I suggest that we start and work through the documents, starting with part one, committee by committee. Are there any remarks that the Secretary would like to make at this point?
Well, thank you, Madam Chair. Yes, that was just to also to add that, you know, when you look at the different committees, when there were some delays, there was also a brief explanation of why there was this delay and how it was solved, and whether what is related from other committees, and also the endorsement when relevant is also mentioned. When there was no relevant endorsement, of course, it's not mentioned. When there was no specific difficulties, also there are no specific comments. So just to explain how it is presented and any further clarification we are ready to give. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. Let us begin then with part one and the Codex Committee on Fresh Fruits and Vegetables, the proposed draft standard for bitter cassava. Are there any comments this executive committee would make on this draft, keeping the four principles of our review in mind? FAO, please.
Gracias, señora presidenta.
Thank you, Madam Chair. One brief comment concerning the note connected to bitter cassava, where reference is made to the need to call on JEC for experts. This call for experts will not be done this year, seeing as there are other priorities for this year. I just wanted to clarify that point. It's on the waiting list, but the call for data will not be done this year, given that there are other priorities as set out by the committee. Thank you.
Thank you for that note from FAO regarding scientific advice, but this does not materially affect the progress of this standard. Thank you. Are there any other comments? I see none. Then we recommend this standard to the Commission for adoption. Draft standard for apples from the same committee. Are there any comments on this standard, given the criteria for evaluation? I see no comments. So we will recommend this standard for adoption. Next, the Codex Committee on Fish and Fish Products proposes for final adoption the draft standard for sturgeon caviar. Are there any comments on this proposed draft standard? I see no flags. We will recommend that standard for adoption. Committee on Fish Products also proposes the draft code of practice for fish and fishery products, crabs and lobsters, or lobsters and crabs. Are there any comments from the committee on this draft standard? I see no flags. We will recommend that standard for adoption. The next committee on the list is the Codex Committee on Nutrition and Foods for Special Dietary Uses, which proposes for final adoption the list of methods for dietary fiber. Are there any comments on this proposed standard? I see no flags. We will recommend final adoption to the Commission within the bounds of our review. Next, we turn to the Codex Committee on Food Hygiene, which is proposing an annex on leafy green vegetables, including leafy herbs. This is an annex to the existing Code of Hygienic Practice for fresh fruits and vegetables. Are there any comments on this proposed draft annex? I see no flags. We will recommend to the Commission that it be adopted. Again, from the Committee on Food Hygiene, the proposed draft code of hygienic practice for pathogenic Vibrio species in seafood. Are there any comments on this proposed draft code? I see no comments. We will recommend to the Commission that it be adopted. Also from the Committee on Food Hygiene, an annex associated with the Code of Practice on control measures for Vibrio parahemolyticus and Vibrio vulnificus in molluscan shellfish. Are there comments on this proposed draft of control measures? I see no flags. No. So we will recommend that it be adopted. We move now to the Committee on Milk and Milk Products, which is proposing to adjourn its work. It has completed its work and has before the Commission the draft amendment to the Codex Standard for Fermented Milks pertaining to composite fermented milk drinks. Are there any comments on this proposed standard? And I call on the coordinator for the Near East.
Thank you, Madam Chair. There are a number of proposals that were submitted to this committee, which causes a bit of concern. The group and Iran, of course, there is a proposal to add do and to the Iran drink. And there was a proposal by a number of member states and Iran to adopt standards. And we have to remember that Iran was opposed to the adoption of a proposed standard at the time, and Iran wanted to include the drink Iran into the list and of fermented compounds. And there is a need now to refer the proposal to the Coordination Committee in the region. and it was our wish that this proposal would be referred by not by Iran and Turkey to the coordination committee, but to the dairy products committee. I think it is important that we revisit this issue in the sixth meeting. Therefore, the dairy products committee should look into issues raised by regional coordination committees in order to avoid the duplication of presentation of issues. Today, we find ourselves in a situation, in light of what has been decisions have been taken, to revisit the issue in the sixth meeting for the coordination committee concerning this drink. I will not like to delve into technical issues, but I believe that the decision to refuse the drink, the Doğ drink, was not based on scientific grounds, and there is an attempt to really exaggerate concerns about this drink. I did not attend all the meetings, and the committee said that there were nearly 100 similar products that were to be listed, but were there requests for these 100 drinks? And we believe that the request made by Iran should have been discussed thoroughly on a technical basis. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Coordinator for the Near East. I see a comment from the Coordinator for Latin America and the Caribbean.
Gracias, President.
Thank you, Chair. I wanted to highlight that during the meeting of the Milk and Milk Products Committee, a discussion in the working group took place on the possibility of including Iran and Doğ as examples. Since there was not agreement between member states for including all products, this was discussed, and I think the document will be approved as it stands with these as examples. Thank you.
Thank you, Coordinator for Latin America and the Caribbean. If the committee will give me a moment to consider these comments, we will consider these comments and how to proceed in just a minute. Thank you. Thank you very much, delegates. I should note that this sort of discussion, while I appreciate its importance, is most appropriate for discussion in the Commission. It really isn't in the bounds of the four sets of characteristics with which we are intending to be or should be evaluating these standards. So let's keep that in mind as we continue to work through this document. I will note, however, that there are possibilities for proceeding with this document very briefly. I'll note them now, and then we will continue perhaps to have discussion in the Commission. And that is that it would be possible for standards for these drinks to be developed by the Regional Coordinating Committee, and should they be demonstrated to be sufficiently in international trade, ultimately to be taken up by milk and milk products, even through correspondence. And that is a clear path forward for these drinks. But as will come out during discussion in the Commission, there would appear to be strong reasons to continue to support adoption of this code, to not stop it now, when these other alternatives do exist, but allow this code to continue to become final, and then to add to it later, as with additional work being done outside the Committee on Milk and Milk Products. So I hope this you can accept this solution and consider the appropriateness of this standard for final adoption within the terms of our critical review. Coordinator for Near East, do you wish to make another comment?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I agree with your proposal, but there are two aspects to the issue. The first issue, based on your proposal, we can accept that arrangement. But there is another aspect which relates to principle of work. When part of adopting a standard should be referred to another committee, then it should be done. This is a procedural matter. And of course, the executive committee has to look into such requests, and it is important to look into the adoption of a standard so that we don't have to revisit the issue over and over again, and there is no point referring the request to the same committee when there is another committee involved in the process. Positions should be clear, and the procedure should be clear also. Thank you.
Thank you, Coordinator for Near East. If there are no other comments on this document, then we will proceed to... I'm sorry, I'm being asked to consult. Thank you, delegates. The Secretariat would like to make a comment pertinent to this discussion.
Thank you, Madam Chair. That was just to recall that in our conclusion there was a discussion from the Coordinator for Near East, and we explained and we discussed that it could go to the Coordinating Committee for the Near East. We would just like to recall for procedural reason that there were two proposals in the Committee on Milk and Milk Products. One was from Iran, the other was from Turkey, and they are not in the same region. For the purpose of Codex, Iran is part of the Near East region, but Turkey is part of the European region. And Iran is produced in Turkey, and it's also, you can find it in a lot of European countries as well. So that's, sorry for speaking from personal experience, but that's also something to take into consideration, so we can make also general recommendation. But just to bear that in mind, that both of them would not go to the same committee. But of course, Committee for Near East can discuss both products. That was just to make it quite clear. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. So that will be noted in the comments of this report of this meeting. And if there are no other comments, we will then recommend adoption of this standard to the Commission. I see no flags on this point. Advisor for Southwest Pacific.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Just to clarify the outcome of this discussion, as I understand it, the Executive Committee is recommending the adoption of the standard as recommended by the committee. But noting that there is interest and opportunity to advance the proposals for development of regional standards in respect of Iran and Duke, and taking account of the clarification provided by the Secretariat that this may well be picked up by more than one coordinating committee. I just wanted to get a confirmation that that is in fact the outcome of the discussion. Thank you.
Yes, that was a good summary. I believe that is what the Secretariat has recorded. Thank you very much. So we will now move on to work proposed for adoption by the Committee on Food Import and Export Inspection and Certification Systems, CCFIX. The proposed draft principles and guidelines for the conduct of assessment of foreign official inspection and certification systems. Are there any comments from members on this draft? Principles and guidelines. I see no. We will recommend this item be adopted. Next, we move to work of the Codex Committee on Methods of Analysis and Sampling. There are two texts for consideration, the first being draft guidelines on performance criteria and validation of methods for detection, identification, and quantification of specific DNA sequences and specific proteins in foods. Are there any comments on this document within the criteria of our review? I see no flags. We will recommend to the Commission its adoption. Next, from the same committee, endorsement of methods of analysis of Codex standards at different steps. This is a collection of methods. Are there any comments on this item? I see no flags. We will recommend adoption. Next, we move to the Codex Committee on Food Additives, which has several items before the Commission. First, the proposed draft guidelines for substances used as processing aids. Are there any comments on this text? I see none. We will recommend its adoption. Next, draft and proposed draft food additive provisions of the General Standard for Food Additives. Are there any comments on this proposed draft standard? I see no flags. We will recommend its adoption. Next, amendments to the International Numbering System for Food Additives. Comments from the delegates on this one, please. I see no flags. We will recommend its adoption. And finally, for this committee, specifications for the identity and purity of food additives arising from the 71st JECFA meeting. Are there any comments? I see none. We will recommend adoption. Next, we move to the Codex Committee on General Principles, which has one proposed standard, the proposed draft revised code of ethics for international trade in food. Are there any comments on this proposed draft code? I see no comments. We will recommend to the Commission that it be adopted. Codex Committee on Pesticide Residues. A series of proposed draft and revised draft maximum residue levels, otherwise known as MRLs. Are there any comments, please? I see no flags. These shall be recommended for adoption. Next, Codex Committee on Contaminants in Foods. We have several from this committee. The first, proposed draft maximum levels for total aflatoxins in shelled, ready-to-eat Brazil nuts and there's some oddity in English here in the title, and nuts destined for further processing. Brazil nuts destined for further processing, I think. Are there any comments on this proposed draft standard? This is one of a series of standards that this committee has produced. I see no comments. We will recommend that it be adopted. Next, the proposed draft maximum levels for melamine in food, already noted as an example of very good and very expeditious work that has been done with the great help of our partner organization, WHO. Are there any comments on this proposed draft MRL? I see no comments. Very good. Next, we turn to the proposed draft revision of the Code of Practice for the Prevention and Reduction of Aflatoxin in Tree Nuts, with additional measures for Brazil nuts. Are there any comments on this Code of Practice? I see no flags. We will recommend it for adoption. Next, we move to the Codex Committee on Food Labeling. Food labeling has before the Commission the proposed draft revised guidelines on nutrition labeling, Section 4, new Section 4, principles and criteria for legibility of nutrition labeling. Are there any comments on this proposed guideline? I see no flags. We shall recommend that it be adopted. That takes us to the end of the text submitted for adoption at Step 8 and 5-8. And we now look at Part 2, which include draft standards and related texts at Step 5. As you know, these texts are not submitted for final adoption, but merely adoption by the Commission as draft standards for further work. So the bar is not quite as high. We know that there may be comments in the Commission that will be taken back to the committee. From the Codex Committee on Fresh Fruits and Vegetables, the proposed draft revised standard for avocado. Any comments from this committee on this proposed draft standard? I see no flags. We will recommend that it be adopted at Step 5. From the same committee, the proposed draft standard for tree tomato, or tomato, as you wish. Are there any comments? I see no flags. We will recommend that it be adopted as a proposed draft standard. Next, the Codex Committee on Fish and Fishery Products continues its work with a proposed draft standard for smoked fish, smoke-flavored fish, and smoke-dried fish. Any comments on this proposed draft standard? I see no flags. Finally, from the Fish and Fish Products Committee, the proposed draft standard for fish sauce. Are there any comments on this proposed draft standard for adoption at Step 5? I see no flags. We will recommend that it be adopted as a proposed draft standard. Next, we turn to the Ad Hoc Intergovernmental Task Force on Antimicrobial Resistance. It is proposing to merge three texts into a single document. Science-based risk assessment guidance. I won't read through all of this. I'm sure you can. Can we agree that the Task Force on Antimicrobial Resistance proceeds as it wishes to create proposed draft guideline merging these three documents? Are there any comments? I see no flags. We will recommend to the Commission that this be done, that they proceed. Finally, the proposed draft guidelines for risk analysis of foodborne antimicrobial resistance. Any comments on this proposed draft guideline? I see no comments. We will recommend adoption. Next, we move to the Codex Committee on Nutrition and Foods for Special Dietary Uses, which is proposing general principles for establishing nutrient reference values of vitamins and minerals for the general population in the proposed draft additional or revised nutrient reference values. Are there any comments on this proposed general principles? I see no flags. We will recommend the committee go forward, adopted at step five. Next, we turn to the Committee on Methods of Analysis and Sampling, which proposes that the commission adopt at step five, proposed draft revision of guidelines on measurement uncertainty. Are there any comments on this document? I see no flags. We will recommend that it be adopted at step five. Next, we turn to the Codex Committee on Pesticide Residues, which has two proposed drafts before us. The first, proposed draft revision of Codex Classification of Foods and Animal Feeds, proposals for three commodity groups, tree nuts, herbs, and spices. Any comments on this proposed standard, please? I see no flag. Let's turn to the second one from this committee, proposed draft principles and guidelines for the selection of representative commodities for the extrapolation of maximum residue limits for pesticides for commodity groups. Comments, please. I see no flags. We will recommend that the commission allow this committee to go forward with that work. The Codex Committee on Food Labeling puts before the Commission a proposed draft revision of the Guidelines on Nutrition Labeling concerning the list of nutrients that are always declared on a voluntary or mandatory basis. Are there any comments on this work proposed for adoption at step five? I see no flags. We will recommend that the committee proceed with that work, and I believe that brings us to the end of the standards submitted to the commission for consideration at step 8, step 5-8, accelerated procedure, I'm not sure there were any, and step 5. Thank you very much for your efficient work and your thoughtful comment, including one I see from the member for Europe. Member for Europe, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you for your very clear direction at the start of this discussion about the criteria which are mentioned at the front of the paper, one of which is linguistic consistency. That's always a challenge, although all languages are represented here. I don't think each one of us has got as proficient in all the languages of the of Codex. I understand, I'm advised, that there are some problems with some of the texts in French and Spanish, and there may be other issues with other languages. Could I ask, maybe through you to the Secretariat, how these will be addressed? Thank you.
Thank you very much, Member for Europe, for that helpful question. I'm hoping that we can find a mechanism to address across all standards the problems with primarily Spanish but also French translation issues, and that we can do that outside of the plenary room. And I would ask the Secretariat to describe to us the mechanism that we have discussed for doing that. Thank you very much. Madam Secretary, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and thank you to the Member for Europe for this question, because we received some linguistic corrections in French and Spanish. We received for some French documents and also in Spanish, and these are, of course, presented in the comments, so that's available for everybody to see. But we will not discuss, of course, in the Commission, and we will include them in the final version of this text when it is at step 8, and in case it is at step 5 in the process. And and that's what we always mention when we are in any committee, that if there are any linguistical corrections, that the French-speaking, English, Spanish-speaking country should give it to the Secretariat. But then for the final text, it's very important to have them in writing, and then we will integrate into the final text. That's the usual procedure. So any other linguistical corrections we can you find between here and the Commission, also in any text, that's very good for us to have and to put into final version of this text. And of course, as I said, when it's at step five, that should be corrected for further discussion in the committee. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. I would like to clarify, though, that we would ask all parties with concerns about translation matters to approach the Secretary off the plenary floor to work out these translation issues so that we can avoid bringing them up during plenary. So please see Selma Doiron, anyone else, but it should be through you. Yes, okay. So please approach her and do it early. Thank you. Member for Neswap.
Well, yeah, that maybe they have to turn it off. Wrong one. Thank you, Madam Chair. I'd just like to clarify that situation. In some committees, and certainly in CC Fix, we went to great pains to have all the Spanish-speaking countries meet, agree on the linguistics that would be used, and we've done this several times over. We're still seeing large amounts of comments coming from the Spanish-speaking countries, Spain, Mexico, and also Colombia. Now, the Secretariat advised us that some of those changes that the Spanish-speaking countries had put forward after CC Fix weren't consistent with the procedural manual, and so they weren't taken up in the final version. But who's going to tell those Spanish-speaking countries? I mean, it's very difficult for us. We don't speak either of those languages. We now have to go and work with them before the meeting to make sure that those things aren't raised from the floor to take up time in the Commission and derail a standard that has essentially been agreed to at the committee. It just seems that there's a step missing somewhere between working out the linguistics at the meeting and them getting into the final report, and the countries that are concerned about the language actually being told what happened in the end. So I just think that there's got to be a better way than to have to keep dealing over and over again with the same responses. And I'm not sure what it is, but...
Thank you, delegates. Thank you for indulging that side conference. My understanding is that the Secretariat will work again with the Spanish speakers on translation issues, some of which were described, were recognized as being some of the terms were recognized as inconsistent with the terms in the procedural manual. I have asked them to work again with the countries concerned about these translation problems and focusing on those inconsistencies with the procedural manual. If those inconsistencies remain intractable, that countries with concerns about those terms perhaps consider a proposal to change or amend the terms in the procedural manual so as to uh, prevent such problems in the future. This is as proposed by the Secretariat. So we will try to proceed this commission to resolve these issues, and then the Secretariat will have discussions with those concerned about Spanish translation issues about possible solutions, more permanent solutions for the future. Coordinator for Latin America and the Caribbean, please.
Gracias, Presidente.
Thank you. Madam Chair, I just wanted to point out that Mexico, as regional coordinator in the various committees at which it has been present, has offered to be the contact point for all those problems concerning translation into Spanish. So perhaps we could adopt that within the procedural manual, and that the coordinator of Latin America and the Caribbean could be in charge of recompiling all the documents that go into Spanish, so that there won't be ongoing linguistic discussions all the time. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Coordinator for Latin America and the Caribbean, taking up this this very, very challenging job. Can this be accepted by the members of this committee? Member for Europe, do you know?
No, I I'm not disagreeing. Sorry, that's a double negative. I'm not disagreeing. I think the proposal is sound. I think, as member for NASWAP has said, I think every effort should be made during the committee stage to make sure that the linguistic versions are correct. And I think that's probably the first place where that effort should be made. Thereafter, I think, as the coordinator for Latin America, Carmina, said, a more formal mechanism for getting linguistic changes into Secretariat, I think, would also be welcomed. So I think on those two bases, I think that may smooth the way, but we'll see. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Member for Europe. And best of luck to all of you working through these issues. Spanish appears to be rich in its linguistic complexity. We have completed work on item 2A. And before us next is item 2B. This item will be chaired by Vice Chair Ben Maniendo. We have 6 minutes before we need to break for a coffee break. But I propose we get started on item 2B. So indulge me, let us change chairs, and we will start forthwith with item 2B.
Good morning, delegates. Agenda item 2B, proposals for the elaboration of new standards and related texts and for discontinuation of work. Hope you have the relevant references as given, CX/CSC 10/33/7, revised tables 1 and tables 2. Proposals for new work, tables 1, we start with the Codex Committee on Fresh Fruits and Vegetables, standard for pomegranate, are there any comments? I see no flags. So that's agreed. The second one is from the Codex Committee on Nutrition and Food for Special Dietary Uses, amendment of the Codex General Principles for the addition of essential nutrients to foods. Are there any comments? I see none. So that is recommended. The third one is from the same committee. Revision of the Codex Guidelines on Formulated Supplementary Foods for Older Infants and Young Children. Are there comments? I see no flags. That is recommended. The third one is from the same committee of Nutrition and Food for special dietary uses, amendment of the guidelines on nutrition labeling, establishment of NRVs for nutrients associated with risk of diet-related non-communicable diseases for the general population. Are there comments? I see no flags. That is recommended. The next two are from the Codex Committee on Food Hygiene. Revision of the recommended International Code of Hygienic Practice for collecting, processing, and marketing of natural mineral waters. Are there comments? See no flags. That is recommended. The next one is revision of the principles for establishment and application of microbiological criteria for foods. Are there comments? I see no flags. That is also recommended. The last two are from the Codex Committee on Food Additives. Revision of the food category system of the General Standards for Food Additives. Are there comments? I see no flags. That is recommended. The last one is revision of the standard for food grade salt. Are there comments? I see no flags. So we have gone through the eight, and they have all been recommended as new work. Thank you very much. We go to table two. Proposals for the discontinuation of work. We have two. From the Codex Committee on Milk and Milk Products, to discontinue the work on proposed draft standard for processed cheese. Are there comments? See no flags, so that work is recommended for discontinuation. From the Codex Committee on Food Additives, draft and proposed draft food additive provisions of the GSFA. Are there comments? No comments, so that work also is recommended for discontinuation. We have more standards to for a new work to be considered as given in Addendum 1, CX/CSC 10/33/7, Addendum 1. We have proposals for new work. These were received after 1st of April, 2010. Proposal for new work. Codex Committee, pesticide residues, priority list of chemicals scheduled for evaluation and re-evaluation by GMPR. Are there comments from the Codex Committee on pesticide residues for new work? See no flags, so that is recommended. Again, from the same committee of pesticide residues, the pilot project in which JMPR would conduct an independent parallel review along with a global joint review team and recommend MRLs before national governments establish MRLs in 2011. Are there comments? I see no flags, so that is recommended as new work. Codex Committee on Contaminants in Food. We have two proposals for new work. Maximum levels for DON and its acetylated derivatives in cereals and cereal-based products. Are there comments? I see none. That is recommended. From the same committee on Codex Committee on Contaminants in Food, maximum levels for aflatoxins in dried figs. Are there comments? I see no flags. That is recommended as new work. From the Committee on Food Labeling, we have three proposals. Establishment of claims for sugars, salt, sodium, and trans fatty acids. Are there comments? I see no flags. That is recommended for new work. From the same committee of food labeling, organic aquaculture. Are there comments? I see two flags at the same time. Let's start with coordinator for nearest.
Shukran, Sayyid Rais. بالنسبة لهذا المقترح طبعا هو وارد على لجنة دستور الغذاء المعنية بتوسيم الأغذية لكن ليس هناك وضوح حول
Thank you, Chairman. I consider that it's not clear. We understand that this was proposed by the CCFL, but we are not sure what area of work this organic discussion should take place in. Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you, Coordinator for Nearest, Coordinator for Latin America and the Caribbean.
Gracias, Presidente.
Thank you, Chairman. We also are not entirely convinced that this discussion ought to take place within the Food Labelling Committee. We believe that this ought to be discussed by the Fish and Fisheries Committee. Thank you.
Yeah, an organic place. But
organic was always summer.
Thank you very much. Let's have some clarification from the Secretariat, please. Secretariat, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Yes, that is true, because organic aquaculture is a very technical area, and initially the guidelines for organically produced foods were developed by the Committee on Labelling, because this is a claim, and that was why, and there was no other specialised committee or general committee which could work in that area, so that was why it was developed and then further amended along the years in the Committee on Food Labelling. In that case, a proposal to look at organic, to develop guidelines for organic aquaculture, that would be an amendment to the existing guidelines, so that was why, of course, that was discussed in the Committee on Food Labelling. But as is the case in the development of many texts, the advice could be also solicited from the Committee on Fish and Fishery Products, like the Committee on Labelling could initiate this work if it is approved, of course, by the Commission, and if we recommend its approval here. And then ask for advice to the Committee on Fish and Fishery Products, which has, of course, the expertise in the area of fish and fishery products and aquaculture, because, as we all know, there is a section on aquaculture in the Code of Practice for Fish and Fishery Products, which was considered in that code from the point of view, of course, of food safety. So that, of course, the decision to assign work to a specific committee rests with the Commission. In that case, since the responsibility for the development and further amendment of the guideline was in the Committee on Food Labelling, this is why it was proposed by that committee, but there is always interaction and cooperation between committees, and in that area, of course, the advice of the Committee on Fish and Fishery Products could also be sought from the Committee on Labelling when it developed that that amendment to the current guidelines. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Secretary. I think from the discussion, it's the feeling of this committee that this proposal for new work be accepted, but we recommend to the Commission to ask for advice from the relevant technical committee when undertaking this work, and in this case, the Codex Committee on Fish and Fishery Products. Thank you very much. So that is recommended with that provision. The last one is from the Codex Committee, again on food labelling, establishing a definition for nutrient reference values. Are there any comments? I see none. So that is recommended as new work. Thank you very much. I'm advised that we should break at this stage and come back and we continue with proposals for discontinuation of work for proposals arising after 1st of April. We have some intervention from WHO before the break. WHO, please.
Yeah, it's just for anyone who needs help in relation to the per diem, then you need to contact Jenny Murcott, who's down there and is a really nice person in addition to having per diem. Thank you.
How many minutes? 15 minutes. So let's break for coffee for 15 minutes, please. Let's be back in 15 minutes. Thank you.